Welcome back to Sports Today for yeslines.com.au here on your Friday night. And joining me next is an Eagles new recruit by the name of Lewis Jetta, a man who returns home to the lovely state of Western Australia. G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How you doing?
Nice to be back, is it? Nice to be back home?
Yeah, it's good. Just got to get used to the flies again. Obviously, in Sydney, they didn't really have flies over there. So, getting used to the flies and the hot weather. But it's good to be back in WA with our family, friends, and obviously team I grew up supporting, West Coast.
Yeah. Now, mate, when it comes to the weather, it's been pretty damn hot. How have you and the boys been coping at training?
Yeah, I was going good with my beard, but I had to shave it off. I couldn't breathe. Too hot. The mouth guard as well. It's tough to get air in. So, just clean trim. I can breathe properly. But, I'm used to the weather and the heat pretty quickly. So, it's all good.
Now, mate, how have you found, say, the training under Adam Simpson to what you experienced on the horse over there in Sydney?
Yeah, training's going good. It's just, I reckon the hard part about it is the knowing all the different game plan and different words and all that stuff. But fitting in well with the boys on the track and haven't missed a session since day one, which is good. So it puts me up there and learn quicker and all that stuff.
Yeah, now that was a good part. Now, mate, going back in time, what about growing up? Was footy always the sport that you wanted to play?
Yeah, it was that and basketball. I'd play basketball in the summer and the finals in basketball would lead into round one in footy. So it was footy, winter, basketball, summer. And that was basically most of the two sports I played. But didn't mind playing a lot of other sports. Just for muck around, but I knew I was too short to play basketball, so footy was the one, and I just used my speed, and it worked.
Now, you're a Bunbury boy, and you grew up in that area. Who'd you play for growing up?
Yeah, Bunbury boy. I played for Kerry Park Football Club, all juniors, all the way through to Colts, and then moved over to Bunbury Bulldogs, where I played my first senior game with Bulldogs. With Neville Jett at the same time, from Melbourne. From there onwards, pretty much moved up to Swan Districts in 2009 and got a gig in the Colts team and got drafted from there.
Now, mate, was it true that, I think you played in the 2007 Swans Colts Grand Final, and then you chose, didn't you, when you got overlooked in the 2007 draft, you went back down to Bunbury, didn't you? Is that right or not?
Yeah, went down to, went to Bunbury, but, I have four brothers. All my brothers said they wasn't going to the Southwest League, they were going to the lower Southwest League.
Yeah, okay.
Bridgetown. So, chose to go back there and play down there with my brothers for a bit of cash and a sheep. there's a lot of lamb.
Yeah, me too.
Freezer was always full with lamb and all that stuff. That was a funny side, but a good side and enjoying side. Came with my brothers and also my dad at one stage. In the four pockets. You can imagine we had five boys on one side of the oval and dad in the pocket, so it was a good fun down there playing.
Now, it was a couple of years later, mate, before you got drafted, and you had been traded from Collingwood in exchange for Darren Jolly. That process can sometimes get a little bit tricky, but for a young player like yourself, something you didn't really need to understand, you just rock up and play where you get to, don't you?
Yeah, Darren was just got drafted to Swans, and then pretty much... Yeah, day one, just wanted to fit in with the group, have a crack at training, and not worry about the future, round one, or all that stuff, just worrying about, surviving pre-season and all that stuff. So that was the start of it, and once I got onto my own feet and knew everyone and knew the place, it was pretty crazy from there.
26 going on 27 now, mate. You got a couple of kids, so you got the extra responsibilities. It's very different to when you're single and running around and doing those things that you love to do. And it's get out and socialise.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot different. But growing up, I always looked after family, kids, and all that stuff. So I was sort of used to it. But there's nothing like my own kids to look after, and I was a young dad at the time, and it was a good experience. Learning made me grow up really quickly, and loving every moment I spend with them.
What about when you're not playing footy, mate? What do you like to do? What do you get up to with the boys?
We probably stay at the club and play a bit of FIFA for hours. after that, just, you know, if it's a hot day, take the kids to my brother's place, have a swim in a pool or to the beach, or if I'm really tired, you know, we'll just go and chill at home and have an afternoon nap.
Are you a fisherman?
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of fishing. I head down south for it, but I'm down to Bunbury and do it. Fishing, marrying, crabbing, hunting, all those type of stuff, so I love it.
Mark McRae, you know, he's got a fishing licence, don't he? He's got a nice boat, so make sure he takes you up to Savanny's. Has he spoken to you about that yet?
No, not yet. He hasn't yet, but I'm sure in the future we might get a chance to.
Dean Cox has got a place up in Dampier, given that he's one of your coaches now. You'll have to hit him up as well.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, mate. Well, now what about the footy just around the corner? I bet you're glad pre-season's just about over.
Yeah, it's sort of glad and excited, but I love it. As much as it hurts, I love it. I'd rather be doing than, you know, playing AFL or playing footy in that matter. And it's a no better feeling waking up in the morning knowing you're going to a footy club to kick a footy around with 40 of your mates for a living. So, yeah, that's the way I look at it, and try to stay positive and make it fun every day, no matter how hard it hurts in pre-season.
Really appreciate getting to know you for a few minutes, mate. Look forward to seeing you in action very soon, and thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Cheers, mate. Bye.